Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to take a look today at chapter 15 of John's Gospel. We've been working our way very slowly through the passages that the church has given to us, that John 14 and 15 are present. I'd encourage you to take up the Bible these days. If you find some quiet space, some quiet time where you can be alone and just read slowly through these chapters, this Last Supper discourse when Jesus speaking to his apostles, and it's just so beautiful and so profound and life-changing, and it's filled with life-changing truth. It's filled with the promises of God. It's filled with Jesus' teaching of what we can expect and how we're called to follow him. John 15 in particular, Jesus is zeroing in on, uses the image of the vine and the branches. You know of grapevine, the branches that live from the vine, the sap that flows through it, the life, and the branch grows out from the vine. And Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. It is interesting how what he says about the Father too here. So I'm going to read part of John 15. I think a month or so ago I talked about this, and I think it's important to take it up again. These passages are really great for the moment we're living through. One of the reasons I believe that the Lord has shut the world down, so to speak, he's permitted it to happen. It doesn't happen. This kind of global reality doesn't happen without the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one through whom all this was made and for it was made, doesn't somehow allow it to happen and give it permission. He's got a greater plan. He's got a plan and a purpose for his church, for his people, and ultimately for the salvation of the world. That's what he's got in mind. And there's things we can take. And one of the things is he's quieted us down. He's slowed us. He's pulled us out of the rat race of life to quiet us down so we can be still. We can know that he's God. We can find quiet, silence. And he's offering us this chance to come deeper. And what he's asking us to do is to come abide in him. And he's doing that for a variety of reasons, for a variety of people. But the bottom line is, what he wants us to do is to live in him more deeply, to be more transformed by him, so we can more live from him, from his life, like a branch lives from a vine, so that we can bear fruit, the fruit that he intends the church to bear. And friends, there's no doubt. The church is always going to bear fruit, but there's a whole lot of not happening in terms of fruit bearing in the church. There's reasons for it. So here we go. Chapter 15. I'm the true vine. That's Jesus. And my Father is the vine dresser. He's the one who keeps his eye on the health of the vineyard. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So, very helpful image here. What is God after? He's after fruit bearing. If you are in the Lord, in the Spirit, if you're saying yes to him and you're seeking him, and you're seeking imperfectly, weak and sinful people, but if you're seeking to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's your first passion. If that's what you're moving in, then you're ordering yourself to live from the vine. The sap of Christ's life, the life of the Holy Spirit, is what feeds you, strengthens you, and moves you in that direction. And if you're doing that, you'll bear fruit. You'll bear the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. You'll bear fruit in the works of the Lord. You'll care for the poor, the sick, the forgotten, the poor, the rest of it. You'll do the works of Jesus, the works of the kingdom, signs and wonders even from your life. These are realities that flow from the life of someone who's deeply rooted in Christ. And he said that every branch of mine that bears no fruit, the Father takes it away. Now, this is a big deal. I personally think that one of the things the Lord is saying to us, and in the decline that's happening in the church, how many people are living just like the world is living? How many baptized people are running after the redefinition of human life, the redefinition of marriage, the redefinition of human sexuality, the abuse of the culture, greed, whatever it is? How many people are caught up in all that? How many people, and this is really serious, how many people aren't giving to God what belongs to God? I've kind of forgotten the first three commandments. Don't put idols before God. He's God. Don't use the name of the Lord in vain. Speak the truth of God about God, right? Honor God. And lastly, keep holy the Sabbath day. These are really central and important and crucial for the human race, really. And look at the church, which is meant to lead the way. Where are we? 75% of the people don't honor the Lord's Day. A very disturbing number of people don't believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And many receive it unworthily. There's a kind of cavalier, and those numbers are increasing. There's a profound spiritual battle going on, friends. And many people who call themselves Catholic are in that condition, and they're not bearing fruit. And guess what the Lord's doing? There's dioceses that are shutting down. There's all kinds of things. What is it? I personally believe the Father's taking it away because they're not bearing fruit. They're not living in Him. They're not preaching what He wants spoken about. They're not just not doing His will. Every branch that does not bear fruit, He cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so it grows, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by my word, which I've spoken to you. Isn't that wonderful? The word of God cleanses. So yes, how should I live? How do I know if I'm clean? Well, have you internalized the word of God? Have you allowed it to purify you and shape your whole life? To define you, to measure you? Jesus goes on and said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is who bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. There's not a lot of fruit bearing going on in large swaths of the church. Everybody's got plans and everybody's got programs. Some churches got tons of money, some hardly have any, but everybody's doing. The fruit bearing isn't there because the abiding isn't there. The radical, deep, intimate union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, obedient to Him. So if a man does not abide in me, he's cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. This reminds me of other ways Jesus speaks. He said, look, if you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth. If your light goes dim and your salt goes flat, you're no good to me. You're no good to me. Everybody can bear fruit if they want to. But we're not bearing fruit because it's clear not everybody wants to. We have other agendas. We have other idols that we're serving. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask and whatever you will shall be done for you. It's from that place of abiding. I mean, hey, Lord, give me $1 million. Lord, give me them. No. When we ask from the position of abiding, living in Him, trusting Him, loving Him, then what comes from our heart? The Lord's going to hear that prayer. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. This is the heart of what it means to be in a relationship with God, to be a child of God. This is the heart of Christianity. This is its goal. To live in the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you want it, you can have it. If you seek it, you will find it. The question is, how hungry are you? How desperate are you for it? It can't be secondary in your life, can't be tertiary, it just can't. This is what time like this is a time to really examine the truth about where we are. The idols in our lives. Money, sex, power, fame, thrills, pleasure, you know, being in charge, being in control, your priorities, your kingdom, the kingdom you're building. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. How about that? Full joy. That's what he desires for you and desires for me. But you can't get anywhere else. Now, we're looking for it. We're looking for it in all the wrong places, as the saying goes. We find pleasure. Pleasure and joy are not the same thing. We want something that abides, something that's constant, something that's part of really our character and our life. And that's a gift from God. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. But you can't get it without abiding in him. And abiding in him is what? It's each day, talk with him. Find places of quiet to learn the Lord, to get to know him, to allow him to speak to your heart. Learn the promises of God. Lean into them. Believe them for your life. Follow Jesus' leadership. Put him first. Put him first because that's the order of reality. The world insists, and the world is selling to us all the time. No. We can have other things first. We got to get them while we're here. And they, in the end, will always leave us empty. Trust the Lord. His words you can take to the bank. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full. Lord, we pray today. We trust you. Teach us to abide in you. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to surrender and obey. Lord, we long for this joy, this abiding joy, to be at the core of our being, right in our souls, the depth of our hearts. We believe you and we believe your word. Lord, help us to follow your leadership and help us to cast off and resist the seductions and deceptions of the enemy. Lord, we want to be your friend, and your word tells us, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Lord, help us to love your commandments. Help us to put them at the center of our being. You said to us, Lord, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. Lord, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we pray and we trust in your power in our lives, Lord, for the fruit to be born. May our lives be fruitful. Friends, Christ loves you. He's died for you. He's with you. In this moment, he's calling you to more, calling you deeper, deeper surrender, more fully walking in his purpose so you can bear a glorious, abundant amount of fruit with your life. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.